This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Normally, I don't read emails that I receive. And, class, if you want to send me an email, instructor at usaprepares.com, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R, at usaprepares.com. USAprepares, one word, .com. So this comes from Terry. I'm not going to use Terry's last name. Quote, I live in China, and I can tell you the only concern of a Chinese businessman is to get your money into his pocket. His main strategy is to package his product to look good hanging on the store shelf. Once your money is in his pocket, you can never get a cash refund for your defective purchase. You can only get it replaced with another copy of his defective product. End quote. Sounds like Terry was listening to many of the broadcasts when I talk about the substandard defective Chinese products. Maybe he heard me talking about the fuel filters. Maybe he heard me just now for the first time talking about an easy-go golf cart. And when you change the oil filter or clean the oil filter of an easy-go golf cart, 295 cc or so, very well made, with a Robin engine, spelled Robin, R-O-B-I-N, I believe it's pronounced Robin, it's a Japanese engine, and it has a very fine mesh screen oil filter. And you take the oil filter out, and it's a little cylinder about the size of a roll of nickels, if you will, and you take a brush, and you brush out the oil filter in maybe diesel fuel or a solvent, or you spray it with carburetor cleaner, and you blow it off with compressed air and put it back in. That's a great design. But the replacement oil filters, if you need a replacement, are sold on eBay. And they're about, let's say $12 for two of them. Or you can buy one like the original equipment one for $26 a piece or so, or more. And the problem with the inexpensive ones is they're made in China. And the oil filters are a pleated fine mesh screen. So if you've looked at an air cleaner and you've seen how they zigzag the paper element, so there's a lot more surface area than if they just went round one time without zigzagging, they get maybe three times as much filter media with lots of zigzags as they would if they didn't have the zigzags. Well, the original equipment oil filter from the Robin Engine Company is pleated with lots and lots of pleats. So the surface area is about as much as it could possibly be for that diameter filter. Well, the Chicom ones that you can buy on eBay, most of them are not pleated. They're just a cylinder of screen mesh. There is no way that a cylinder of screen mesh can have as much surface area or as much filter media as the zigzag design, which is why they use the zigzag design. It's way harder to build a zigzag design than it is to build a cylindrical design. Now, the Chicoms that sell these on eBay don't tell you that it's substandard. They just tell you it fits. How about that? How about that? So the Chinese manufacturers of substandard products, in my opinion, are killing American farmers and businesses and operations with these substandard filters. I'm talking about gas filters, I'm talking about oil filters, and I'm talking about substandard parts, like the kind they sell at the auto parts store that come from China. You can even buy a drive shaft on eBay for an all-wheel drive Mercedes-Benz for about $150, shipped, made in China. Or you can buy the one made by Mercedes-Benz for, let's say, $1,000. What is happening is the Chinese businesses have gotten together, either formally or informally, and they have destroyed American commerce. You want proof? Craftsman. Craftsman tools used to be made in the United States. Now most Craftsman tools are made in China. And if anybody buys them, as compared to Harbor Freight tools, which are made in China. Harbor Freight has killed Craftsman. Think about that. And Sears. Not alone. They've had some help with stupid management from Sears. But think about that. You used to be able to go to Sears and buy Kenmore, and you knew it was good. You knew it. You could buy a Kenmore vacuum cleaner. World class. World class. At a very fair price. You could buy a Kenmore washing machine, refrigerator, dryer, dishwasher, and you knew it was good. You knew it was good. And you went to Sears, and you could buy weather beater paint. You could buy Craftsman clothes. As a matter of fact, I have a shirt on that came from Sears. I believe it has a Fieldmaster label on it. It's a mechanic shirt, because I'm right after the broadcast, I'm going out to work on a tractor. It's 40 years old. Actually, I think it's older than that. Let's see. 80, 90. It's 50 years old. Who else do you know that wears a shirt that's 50 years old besides me? And it's in great shape. I don't look like a bum with it. I look like a mechanic. Blue jeans and a dark gray mechanic shirt with pocket flaps. So the greed of American businessmen who bring these defective Chinese products into the United States and sell them are killing us. And our politicians who should be in these live traps are allowing it. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I think that the Chinese would respond something like, oh yes, but nobody make you buy our product. You're one who buy our product. And that'd be right. But the thing is that often these days we have no choice but to buy the Chinese product because they've absolutely annihilated every other manufacturer. And the governments here in Australia, if you're earning anything over about $45,000 or $50,000 a year, the government wants to take half of your paycheck off you, and you literally almost half, you know, I think there's something like about 45%, and you literally never even see it. So you think that you're getting just under $1,000 a week income, and your pay arrives from your employer, and there's just over $500 in there for the week. And you said, well, what's going on? You're an absolute fool. You're an absolute idiot if you work for a wage and get money automatically transferred into your bank account here in Australia. You know, everybody just about either works on a self-employed basis or takes cash payments from their employer, unless you work for a major corporation, and then they have to abide by the government rules. So, you know, this is it. But if you have any sense whatsoever, if you work for a major corporation and you have any sense whatsoever, you're going to ask your employer if they can hire you on a subcontract basis, and you're going to get something called an Australian business number, which is a business registration number, and then you are no longer an employee. You are then self-employed. So then you get to enjoy all the benefits of being self-employed, like, for instance, no superannuation take, no compulsory superannuation taken out of your paycheck, which is what we call a Social Security payment. There'll be no tax taken out of your paychecks. There'll be no insurance premiums taken out of your paychecks. And that means that you get to keep all your paycheck, but you have to deal with your own taxes. You have to deal with your own superannuation, you have to, which is Social Security. You have to deal with your own insurance premiums and so on and so on and so forth. But a lot of Australians are choosing to run their lives that way because it's to be quite honest, it's simply better value. Because, you know, the superannuation people rip people off, you know. The people who over in the United States, your equivalent program would be the 401k and IRA program. If you've got somebody else running your 401k or your IRA, you're a fool because they're going to take a cut out of everything that you think is going into your superannuation. They're going to take a commission off of it. They're going to be making themselves rich off of your retirement income that you think you're putting aside for your retirement. And so much of it gets taken out by the manager that when you go to get it, when you get to be old and you think you want to retire, then there's not actually going to be very much there. And you're going to be in a pickle at that stage of your life. But this is
when
it.
When you say
everybody is out to rip everybody else off. And these people are... These people, everybody from the, you know, from the superannuation agents or the you know, the pension IRA, 401k agents, right down along the line, motor vehicle registrations, birth certificates, you know, any time that you go and deal with a government agency these days, it's going to cost you money some way or other. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And when the government says you need to register your business, which I'm going to tell our student on Friday when we talk about taxes, I'm going to tell him that I haven't registered my business. I've registered USA Prepares to protect its name, but I do not have a business license in the county where we are living. And I told him I wasn't going to get one. I said, well, it's only $25. But here's what happens. When you get that $25 license for permission to earn a living, you are then on the database from which they audit you. That gives them, oh, here's another business we can go snoop on. And they don't check you immediately. They check you the next year. So you don't tie the fact that you told them you've got a business, and then they come and get you. So they just space it out about a year, then they come after you. And by the way, superannuation, that would be a pension program. That would be the, you know, the common definition of what Gwyneth is talking about. But here's something that's important. 10 handcuff keys on eBay, $12.99 for 10 of them. That's $1.30
a piece. Was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, class, for $12.99 shipped, you can get 10 handcuff keys. And you can sew them in your shirt cuffs or your jacket cuffs or your belt if you choose to do so. But I suggest if you're going to get these that you experiment with them beforehand. You know, find someone with handcuffs or buy a set of handcuffs that use a standard key and make sure you know how the handcuffs operate and that you can get your key out wherever you have it concealed so that it is available. And we did training, this kind of training at our meetup. And we had handcuffs, and we let anyone try them who wanted to use real handcuffs and try to get out of them with the key. So, I mean, you ought to know that. You ought to know that. Royalty has the handcuff key, so why shouldn't you? You know, as Rich Sheban says, if they can do it, you should be able to do it. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I was actually going to say that. I was going to say, gosh, you know, on eBay you've got these little, some of these handcuff keys are in a coin. I've seen other ones that are in a little neck pendant that is the shape of an arrowhead. And apparently you can use the arrow as well, arrowhead as well, so that if you're in an emergency situation and you need to, you know, use an arrow and you don't have one available, then you can quickly make an arrow. So people might say, well, you know, why would you need to do that? I can tell you that an arrow is a highly effective weapon. And there were wars between the U.S. Army and the Indians, where the Indians won simply because the U.S. Army ran out of bullets before the Indians ran out of arrows, because the Indians could make the arrows out of pretty well anything, and all that they had to do was cut the supply lines, and the U.S. Army sooner or later ran out of ammunition. And this is it. But yeah, this is it. I think that people need to learn how to use these sorts of things. I think I'm actually going to buy some of this type of thing in the very, very near future, because you never know when you're going to need them. And I think that, you know, to be without it when you need it is going to be a real obstacle. But if you have it on you all the time and just get into the habit of carrying these things, then, you know, that it's going to be a benefit to you. But you have to learn how to use whatever it is ahead of time. So whether you get the ones with a little press-out keys and a plastic coin, and you want to make sure that they work and that they're not just cheap Chinese junk ahead of time before you need them, because you might find that the first one that you buy is cheap Chinese junk that fails and that doesn't work, and then you know, well, we won't buy that one again, and try again. Go back to eBay and order another sort. Maybe order something that's actually made in the United States, you know, because that is actually one area where you still get some American manufacturing, is survival and preparedness supplies and, you know, firearm supplies. There are still some, you know, gun parts and such like being made in the United States. I think probably because it is so hard to import that sort of thing. So it's kept the at least some American firearms manufacturers and firearms parts manufacturers in business. So does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah. What we did, the reason we had this meetup class on handcuffs is to show how they worked, how uncomfortable they are, and how they can be released and, you know, or opened up. And that's what the other team does. They carry these things around. The blue team carries these things around along with their, you know, rifles, pistols, shotguns, ammunition, two-way radio, tasers, nightsticks, billy clubs, you know, flashbang grenades, you know, all the things that they carry with them. And, you know, we walk around in our blue jeans and you know, belt and sneakers. So we're outgunned and certainly outnumbered when they show up, because they show up like five or six cars at a time. We'll be right back. And I see we've got a call on line two.
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that San Diego has run out of room for unaccompanied alien children entering the United States, up to 1,000 unaccompanied minors who illegally crossed into the United States will soon be housed at California's Long Beach Convention Center. The City Council ruled in a 9-0 unanimous vote, a move that will be fully funded by the federal government. U.S. Capitol Police Officer William Evans, who died on Friday after a crazed man rammed his car into the police, will lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda next week. Police released a photo on Monday of a wood-handled knife brandished by 25-year-old Noah Green, who was fatally shot after crashing into the two officers. Video surfaced Tuesday showing the suspect purchasing the knife hours before the attack. Officer Evans was an 18-year veteran of the Capitol Police Force and a father of two. The Derek Chauvin murder trial continues today in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
While the unemployment rate is in decline, there is sentiment growing in America about general job dissatisfaction. It's being reported 26% of Americans plan to look for another job once the pandemic subsides. That's according to a survey conducted by Morning Consultants in March. The dissatisfaction is even higher among the largest generation in American workforce, as 34% of millennials are planning to leave their jobs. That's according to the poll of 2,000 full-time workers. The CDC has new guidelines for cleaning surfaces against COVID-19. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The CDC has updated its guidelines on disinfecting household surfaces, saying that cleaning with soap and water is enough to keep COVID from spreading in the home. The agency clarified that disinfectants should still be used in indoor settings where there has been a case of the virus in the last 24 hours. Dr. Ashish Jha says it's about time the CDC finally updated its recommendations on this matter. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells CNBC that it's been clear for months that the coronavirus is spread through the air.
This is why I think clear public health messaging in this pandemic has been so important, and it has not been there. I would say, look, again, the first couple of months, confusing. By April, May last year, it was very clear this is airborne. Masks are really important. Good ventilation is important. Outside is better than inside. Surface is not a big deal. I've been repeating that message for close to a year. I think a lot of public health people have. It has been frustrating that that hasn't always come out consistently from our federal officials.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joining us via telephone from West Virginia, Arjun, welcome.
Hey, Vincent. I was wondering, yesterday you mentioned that like 90% of the population live close to Walmart, and I was wondering if we buy like food from Walmart, still if the food is manufactured and transported here in United States, still the collective money will go to the Chinese. Now I was wondering that is there any other store I can go to just to buy food? And so that our contribution is less towards China. Yep.
Absolutely. There are a couple chain stores that you can buy food from. One is called Save A Lot, Save-A-L-O-T. That's one. I don't know where the ownership is, but it could be American. And the other is Aldi, A-L-D-I. Now, Aldi is a German company. It's owned privately by, I think, two brothers. One of them died, I believe, recently. But a lot of the products that they sell are made in the United States. However, what has been happening with Aldi is they have been decreasing the square footage of the food area of their grocery slash supermarket stores, and they've been bringing in Chinese products like hamburger flippers for grills, little grills, little tool sets, Chinese junk. They've been bringing that in, mats, they can stand on, kitchen accessories, stainless steel pots and pans and things like that. So they're bringing those kinds of items in from China. They have been displacing the food. But yet, I believe overall Aldi is a good place to go. However, their quality has suffered in recent years. They're not, if you buy their pasta, you used to be able to keep it for 5 or 6 years and it would still be good. Now, if you buy pasta from them, their house brand, or at least a year ago, what we noticed is it would grow bugs. The bugs loved it. And I think the eggs were, built into the pasta. So I wouldn't buy pasta from Aldi based on my experience with them. As a matter of fact, same thing happens with Walmart's house brand. And maybe it's the same factory that makes Walmart's house brand pasta that makes Aldi's house brand pasta, because they grow bugs as well. And class, if you've experienced any of these things, feel free to call in and let us know your dissatisfaction with certain products. Now, make sure it's bona fide. Don't make it up, and I wouldn't expect you would. But I would shop at Aldi, and I believe that there are Aldi stores in West Virginia where you're located. By the way, Arjun, I wanted to mention that you and I will be broadcasting on Friday, hour number one. I didn't say who you were before, but you bought the house. You bought the house, and my plan is to teach you some things that will save you a lot of money. And I wanted to congratulate you on taking that step in buying that house. So you lived in an apartment or a rented house, and then you bought a house, right?
So the thing is that, in New Jersey, I was living in an apartment which was, close to $1,400, complete rent for 1 month, including electricity and gas. It was, close to $1,500. And so what I did, I followed your program, from last year. And then I thought that I can easily move to West Virginia because the thing is that, the taxes are pretty low here. And so first of all, I rented, a house here. And then I started looking for a house to buy. With renting, my credit history is not that good and nobody will actually loan me money. So I paid these guys 3 months completely just to rent the house. And it was just $470 per month I could rent the house. And so I paid them completely close to $2,000 so that I can rent the house completely. It includes the security. So after 3 months, I can move out. And that's how they let me in this apartment here in West Virginia. So then I started looking for houses, and then we bought the cheapest house that we had. It is very cheap. But then again, there's a lot of work, and we will discuss this on Friday. There's a lot of work that we need to do to fix it.
And when he says a lot of work, he's not kidding. He's absolutely not kidding. If he were going to dust this house, he would need a front end loader on a tractor. Yeah. Am I exaggerating?
No. Actually, I removed the trash from that house, and it took two times. I filled the 20-foot truck from U-Haul and placed the trash. The complete truck is filled with trash, and then I went to landfill to throw it, and so it and it's still there is one truck of trash is still left outside. So it's that much.
Yeah, so I was not exaggerating that you'd need a front-end loader to dust that house. But I think it's wonderful that you've done it. And we'll talk about this on Friday. I've got a lot of suggestions. And we're making the understanding that you bought this with the starting your business before you bought this house, and you were going to operate your business from this house because you are a work-from-home employee or contractor. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. And, you know, okay. That is true. Yes, thank you. Yes.
Okay, so let me say this very clearly, class. Since he decided to start his business and run it out of his house, he's going to be able to take the most unbelievable tax deductions. He's not going to be paying tax. He is not going to be paying tax if he follows the plan outlined by the IRS, delineated specifically by Vincent Finelli on Friday, hour number one. He won't be paying any tax. Except maybe sales tax. Okay, very good. Arjun, anything else you wanted to say about Walmart?
There's one more thing. Like, I have like this Kroger store which is close to me. Is that that's not backed up by Chinese guys, I guess, right?
No. I believe Kroger is a United States company.
All right. Okay.
I'm gonna look it up.
Good.
And
good. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And you know, the problem is Walmart didn't start out to be a Chinese factory outlet, but that's what it became. So Kroger, or the Kroger Company, is an American company. It was founded by Bernard Kroger in 1883 in Cincinnati, Ohio. And it's the largest supermarket operated. Well, it's the United States' largest supermarket operated by revenue. Now, so Kroger is not as big as Walmart, that's for sure. But Walmart is not considered a grocery or supermarket chain. It's considered a, I don't know what it's considered, the big gorilla in the room. It sells everything, oil, tires, batteries, you know, food, fertilizer, etc. But Kroger has 2,800 stores in 35 states, so I think you can feel comfortable shopping there.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you very much, Vincent, and I will talk to you on Friday.
I'm looking forward to Friday. Have your questions ready, and be prepared to give us a very brief summary of your property that you bought and what you're going to be doing there, what your business is. We'll just take like 3 or 4 minutes, and then I will give advice to you that is advice that anyone who wants to start his or her own company, regardless of what the company is, regardless of it. The advice I'm going to give will save everybody an enormous amount of money. And if you're a tax accountant and you want to challenge me, feel free to do so. If you're the IRS and you want to challenge me, feel free to do so. You can call in. I'm not going to give you a lot of time, but because you won't be able to win the argument. Arjun, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. So Arjun's going to be with us on Friday. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, I think the summary of what I wanted to say today was that we're going to have to learn how to live our lives without their systems. And that is, that goes to everything. Okay. So, I mean, I'm speaking to myself here as well because I still rely on government systems. I'm sure to some degree that you rely on their systems as well, because everybody does. It's been so installed into every single corner of our lives that, you know, you can't even scratch yourself without having to encounter some government system or other. But their systems are going away, even though it might not look like they're going away. They are, because they don't know how to run anything. Their systems are inefficient. and they're tyrannical, and, you know, they're an inconvenience. And we're just going
to have to do without them.
Does that make sense?
You're right. You're absolutely right. And let me give you a concrete example of something that I have done. So we have this farm, and let me just describe it. It's a mile long. The farm is 1 mile long, and on average, it's one-third of a mile deep. And it's a long way to get from here to there. It really is. And if we have to carry some fencing or something like that, it's heavy, it's far, it's laborious. So I decided to buy a Jeep. Well, the whole family decided to buy a Jeep. A used Wrangler Jeep. It's 1991. We've had it for several years now. And I bought it from a guy, or we bought it from a guy, who had it on the road. It was a young person. And it had license plates. And we put it on a trailer and took it home. Fixed it up. And did not register it with the government. So this is a Jeep that we have that has not been registered with the government. Now, how is it possible that we did that? Well, if you don't drive it on the road, you don't have to register it. At least that's my understanding. And I'm not going to pay those guys every year for the privilege of keeping this Jeep on our farm. I'm not going to do it. And I haven't done it. And I changed the oil in it a few days ago, and I looked at, and I keep, what I do is I keep records in the vehicles. I cut off the side of the oil filter box. And so this one happens to use a Fram PH8 oil filter, or PH8A oil filter. So I cut off the side, and I write the date, and I write the mileage, and I write what oil I used, what else I did, you know, if I put a belt on it or a water pump or something like that. I cut off the side of the box so I know that I got it from, you know, AutoZone or wherever I got the part from. I put the date on it so I know where I got the part, what the part is, when I put it in, and what else I did. And do you know that we've driven that Jeep on our farm over 3,000 miles?
Wow.
3,000 miles on the farm. So if the IRS wants to know why I'm using this Jeep, it's because I need it. And it's a tax deduction, including the oil and the tires and the fuel and everything else that goes with it.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I think the takeaway from your class today is, very simply put, we are on our own. There's nobody to call, and you're responsible for your actions and your inactions. You have to do it because society is in free fall. It's in collapse. We have such oddities, such perversion as Bruce Jenner running as Caitlyn Jenner, saying he's a girl, biologically he's a man, and it thinks it wants to run for governor of California. Class, you are on your own. You literally are, and I think that's what Gwyneth is saying. Certainly, that's got to be the theme of today's broadcast. Yes?
Yeah, I would say that is the case. I'll tell you what, Vincent, would I be able to... just in the last few minutes of the broadcast, I have something that I do for relaxation, okay? I write fiction, and it's not even about becoming a famous author anymore. I write novels for my own enjoyment and for my own entertainment. And then sometimes I post them on Amazon. And very, very occasionally I sell one. So if anybody wants to search for my novels on Amazon, they can just type in, they can go to the search function and they can type in Gwyneth Isaacs and they can find my novels there. And they are adventure romance novels, and they are, you know, if you're a teen or if you're a child, these novels are not for you because they have pirates and they have highwaymen and they have Generally things that are not suitable for children and young people to read. But if you're of a mature audience and you enjoy a bit of swashbuckling adventure, then you can certainly go and buy some of my novels if you feel so inclined. And it's a hobby, so it's not taxable income that I'm getting from it under the Australian tax law. Okay, so it's just something that I do to amuse myself. And I have almost finished my latest novel, and so within about a month or so, that will be appearing on Amazon as well. Does that make sense, Vincent? And, you know, it's gangster. It's gangster. It's highwaymen. It's pirates. It's swashbuckling. And, you know, this is what I do to escape the brutality of the modern world. This is actually less, it's actually a release for me to write these novels. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what you've done when you described that this is not taxable income for you is you've read the rules of the road.
Yeah.
And I've read the IRS tax code, and I know what the rules are. So that's why I can say, you know, if you're with the IRS and you want to challenge me, go ahead, and I'll beat you up right on the air. I will, with the facts. You know, I'm not going to yell and scream, but I'm going to make the case that what I'm saying is absolutely true. So that's kind of what we do. That's who we are. We know the rules. We've read the rules, and we play by the rules. And we don't make the rules. They're their rules. But most people are so afraid because they don't know the rules that they don't know what they can and can't do. And that's why I'm going to talk about this on Friday, hour number one. I'm going to talk about what can be done with the tax code. And the paint that Arjun buys is tax deductible when it applies to his business. It's tax deductible. Now, why would you buy paint that's not tax deductible when you can buy paint that is tax deductible? And all you have to do is be in business. And all you have to do to be in business is to say, I'm in business, and try to earn a profit. Okay? We're not talking about tax evasion. Tax evasion is illegal. What's tax evasion? That is not paying taxes that are due. So if you are a babysitter and you don't report the income, if you're required to, that's tax evasion. Having your babysitting earnings in an offshore account like politicians do, that's tax evasion. Reporting babysitting is what you should be doing. But there are plenty of deductions you can use to offset. Like the clothes that you need to buy to be a professional-looking babysitter that may offset all the income that you make because you want to look good for the job. That's what I'm talking about to them. I'm talking about playing by their rules. Gwyneth, any quick comments in the last few seconds? Your book is on Amazon.com. Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth, Isaacs. Gwyneth?
Yep. I just want to say, you know, just in summary, make sure that you look after yourself and your own as a top priority.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.